Elissa Walker-Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is time to hoop it up with one of our regulars and one of the hardest working guys in our business, one of our favorites, Mitch Lawrence of Sirius XM NBA Radio. Good evening on this Friday, Mitch.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to the big Memorial Day weekend. Do you have any special plans?
I'll just be in studio at Sirius and probably writing some stuff for Forbes and Sporting News. So no, typical, no holidays for me, but I'm not crying to you. I hope you enjoy yours too.
Absolutely. Looking forward to a big weekend. Okay, so let's get into this. The big news of the week, Draymond Green's below the belt hit on Oklahoma City's Stephen Adams. It's been in the headlines all week long. And then also I want to get into the NBA suspends Cavs' Dante Jones for his hit in the groin. So my question to you is, what is up with all this bad boy behavior? I mean, these guys, they need to go sit in timeout and go sit at the bottom of the stairs, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. The hits below the belt to the regions down below, they're becoming more prevalent in the NBA. This has been going on now a lot in the last couple of years, and suspensions, we know Draymond Green didn't get suspended, Alyssa, but suspensions have been on the rise, too. I think last year, in total, there were four or five suspensions for hits below the belt, which was more than like the last couple of years combined. But you know what's going on, too, is hits below the belt have been, you know, they've always been around. Now they're being focused on more. We got more camera angles. We see more plays. But also you got to remember, about 10 years ago, nobody was running the pick and rolls. You know, they were about, I think I saw a statistic where like 20,000 pick and rolls were run in the 2004-05 season. Now they're like 40,000 run per year in the NBA.
Especially with San Antonio.
So that gets people, obviously big men coming up to guard little men. And as Stan Van Gundy called this shot to the lower parts by the little guys, that's the little man's weapon. And that's what we're seeing. And it's unfortunate. And the league has to clean it up. But because I'll tell you what, in years past, that would have led to fights and stuff, but now it's just leading to a lot of bigger guys bending over in pain.
The host of Sirius XM NBA Radio, Mitch Lawrence, is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Of course, comparing rates to help you save. That is Progressive. So, Mitch, what message do you think these players are trying to send with this below-the-belt action?
Well, the players are trying to get, you know, any kind of competitive advantage they can. We've seen that with guys like Chris Paul, the little guys who take swings at the bigger guys. Chris Paul against Kevin Durant, he wasn't suspended a couple of years, you know, this season. We've had Sean Livingston deliver to Dirk Nowitzki in the past. He got suspended. So, I mean, everybody's trying to get an edge out there on the court. I think the important thing is for the league to kind of start really cracking down on this. And, you know, for my money, Draymond Green should have been suspended because I go back to the standard, what LeBron James, who's been a target of this stuff too, what he calls a non-basketball play. That's a non-basketball move. That's the move with the intent to hurt somebody. I don't care what the league says. That's the way I view it, and there's no room for it in basketball.
So when you watch the replay of Draymond Green, as you had just said, you believe, and I am in agreement with you, that the NBA should have suspended him. I mean, you ever seen such a deliberate, intentional follow-through kick?
No, never have, and that's why it was a non-basketball play. He should have been suspended. Now, I know the league is never going to admit this. I don't think they wanted to sit Draymond Green. If Stephen Adams is delivering the kick to Draymond Green, you think Stephen Adams is getting suspended? Mm-hmm. I'd get you any amount of money that Stephen Adams or anybody else, a lesser player, would be suspended. But because it's Draymond Green, I don't think the league wants to mess with its stars, and that's unfortunate. That's the wrong message to send to your players. It's the wrong message to send to your fans.
So you think the NBA, the league, they shot an air ball?
Oh, absolutely. But I think it was an intentional air ball. I think they wanted to keep the series competitive. They want to have Draymond Green on the floor for a game. They don't want to suspend a guy who basically is one of the top players in the NBA.
Mitch Lawrence, he's a hybrid. He does it all. Of course, he's on Sirius XM NBA Radio, does a fantastic job, but he's also a longtime NBA columnist. You can check him out at Forbes.com and Sporting News NBA. Mitch, reach out to our audience. Where can they chat with you, perhaps on Twitter?
Mitch at Mitch _ Lawrence is my Twitter handle if they want to submit any questions or if they have complaints, which are always numerous, especially from people up in Toronto. That's okay. I'm always willing to answer.
Okay. All right. So let's talk some more about the NBA's discipline measures for groin shots, the belief that it should go to a whole new level. Moving forward, do you think it will?
No, I think it's going to depend on the person. I think it's going to depend on the player. I think it's going to depend on the situation. I think in a regular season, yeah, you might get a star suspended here or there, but I don't think in the playoffs they're going to start suspending their stars. I think the league knows it's an entertainment business, and people are going, you know, they want to see the stars play, and they want the fans to be able to see the stars. So I don't think it's really going to be taken to another level. I think the league is going to pick and choose who they suspend and what that person's all about.
Okay, one of the reasons we invited Mitch Lawrence on with us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, he, of course, is in New York, and we want to talk about this new era of basketball with the Knicks. Wanted to get your takeaways, your reaction to the Knicks hiring of Jeff Hornacek. I bet you predicted this one, didn't you, Mitch?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't think Phil Jackson predicted it.
Okay.
I mean, Let's go back to the season that the Knicks finished, where Kurt Rambis finished out the season for Derek Fisher. And Phil Jackson was very happy with Kurt Rambis, his longtime assistant with the Lakers, and he's been helping out in New York. And the reason is because he knows Kurt Rambis, and Kurt Rambis runs the triangle. And Phil was sending messages to the media, basically telling them late in the season when he went with the media that, you know, he was pretty much fine with Kurt Rambis coming back. And he, you know, Phil wanted to adhere to the triangle. That's something he knows and he loves. And his familiarity with Rambis and Rambis going to run this strict triangle, he was not going to divert for it. And that was one of the problems with Derek Fisher before he got fired. And Phil didn't appreciate that. So Phil was going to go into the offseason basically hiring Kurt Rambis. Then they also, after the season, Alyssa, ran, which was very unusual. I've never heard of this at all. After the season, they had players in to run more triangle. Mm-hmm. It was a kind of a triangle workshop. Okay, as the rest of the league, when you're eliminated, those teams take off, the players scatter. They had the players stay for 2 days to work with Kurt Rambis and Phil Jackson. Shortly after that, Phil goes on vacation. Now we're a couple of weeks into vacation, and all of a sudden, Phil is starting to interview other people for the head coaching job. He talks to David Blatt. He talks to Frank Vogel. Two strange things. Why are they strange? He doesn't know either guy, and they don't run the triangle. So that started to lead us to the belief of maybe this stuff's a smokescreen, or maybe there are people above Phil with the Knicks who don't want him to hire Kurt Rambis because there's going to be rioting in the streets if he did, because Kurt Rambis did a terrible job. He's about 100 games under 500 as a head coach, and maybe Phil, you know, maybe somebody started to tell Phil, hey, look, that's not going to sell here, Kurt Rambis. So anyway, he also interviews Jeff Hornacek, and they hire Jeff Hornacek, who Phil doesn't know, okay, never coached Hornacek, and who doesn't run the triangle. In Phoenix, he didn't run the triangle. They had a guard-oriented offense in Jeff's seasons out there running the Suns, and they had one really good year his first year, and then management kind of undermined Jeff by trading off a bunch of people. So the upshot is, in a span of several weeks, Phil has gone from wanting to hire Rambis because he's a friend and he runs a triangle to hiring a guy he doesn't know who doesn't run the triangle. That leads me to believe it's not entirely Phil's hire.
Well, do you think that this offense of Jeff Hornacek, this will include perhaps some triangle offensive principles, or are they going to totally go away from it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. He may. I mean, you know, there's talk about that, but it really doesn't matter. The problem is he doesn't have any guards. You know, he's got two pretty good forwards. He's got Carmelo Anthony, who's a pretty good scorer still, even though he's at an advanced age with some knee problems. And he's got Kristaps Porzingis, who finished, right up there near the top for, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns' rookie of the year, but Porzingis did fine his rookie year. And, you know, those two guys you may be able to count on. The problem is that they don't have a quality point guard. They don't even have a second-tier point guard, and they don't have a shooting guard. And so I don't know what kind of offense Hornacek is going to run, because we really don't know the composition of the roster. There's still a lot of moves to be made. Now, the Knicks don't have a draft pick. They don't have a number one pick this year, but they're going to have a lot of cap money, and they're going to have to go out and try to get a card. Now, I don't know who they're looking for. That's going to be interesting to see the dynamic there in terms of will Hornacek have input into what he wants in terms of a guard. And then from there, we're going to find out, once they get their roster assembled, what kind of offense he's going to run. Maybe a little triangle. Who knows? But the problem is, no matter, you know, who was coaching this team, Alyssa, the roster had to have a tremendous amount of upgrades, which Phil Jackson still has to go out and do.
We would love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.